ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातो ओम शांति शांति शांति। इन मांडूक्य उपनिषद बिलोंगिंग टू अथर्वण वेद वी हैव कंप्लीटेड द प्रथम प्रकरण द फर्स्ट सेक्शन और चैप्टर called Agama Prakaranam. And this Agama Prakaranam is known as Agama Prakaranam because of the 12 mantras of the Upanishad form part of the first Prakaranam. And Vedaha is called Agamaha. Therefore, Veda mantras, Vedanta mantras are Veda mantras. And Veda mantras, the 12 Veda mantras from the Veda Anta portion form part of the first section. Therefore, it is called Agama Prakaranam. And the same Agama Prakaranam also covered 29 Karikas of Gaudapada Acharya. Now we are entering into the Vaitathya Prakaranam called second part of the, you know, there are four parts: Agama Prakaranam, Vaitathya Prakaranam, Advaita Prakaranam, and Alata Shanti Prakaranam. These four Prakaranani, Chatvari Prakaranani, the four Prakaranas form the entire Mandukya Upanishad study. And the main Upanishad part is over. And 29 verse of Karikas, 29 Karikas of Gaudapada Acharya also we have covered in the first chapter itself. Now second Prakaranam is called Vaitathya Prakaranam. And this Vaitathya Prakaranam consists of 38 Karikas. 29 we have covered. Now we are going to see 38 Karikas in this Vaitathya Prakaranam. And we all have to remember, this Vaitathya Prakaranam, the second section, these 38 Karikas of Gaudapada Acharya reveal the one word of the seventh mantra of the Upanishad. What is the seventh mantra of the 12 mantras? I told you to memorize the seventh mantra. Have you memorized it or not? Come on, tell me now. See, I told you 11th and 12th you had to memorize. Okay, now tell. Nanta pragyam na bahish pragyam. Say now. Nanta pragyam na bahish pragyam. No bhayata pragyam.
No bhayata pragyam.
Na pragyaghanam. Na pragyanaghanam.
Na pragyanaghanam.
Na pragyam. Na pragyam.
Na pragyam. Na pragyam.
Adrishyam. Avyavaharyam. Agrahyam. Alakshanam. Achintyam. Avyapadeshyam.
Yekatma pratyayasaram.
ప్రపంచోపశమం ప్రపంచోపశమం శాంతం శివం అద్వైతం అద్వైతం చతుర్థం మన్యంతే స ఆత్మా స విజ్ఞేయః నాంతః ప్రజ్ఞం న బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞం నోభయతః ప్రజ్ఞం న ప్రజ్ఞానఘనం న ప్రజ్ఞం నాప్రజ్ఞం మేక్ దిస్ నాంతః ప్రజ్ఞం న బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞం నోభయతః ప్రజ్ఞం న ప్రజ్ఞానఘనం న ప్రజ్ఞం నాప్రజ్ఞం అదృశ్యమవ్యవహార్యం అగ్రాహ్యం అలక్షణం అచింత్యం అవ్యపదేశ్యం ఏకాత్మ ప్రత్యయసారం ప్రపంచోపశమం శాంతం శివం అద్వైతం చతుర్థం మన్యంతే స ఆత్మా స విజ్ఞేయః నాంతః ప్రజ్ఞం న బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞం నోభయతః ప్రజ్ఞం న ప్రజ్ఞానఘనం న ప్రజ్ఞం నాప్రజ్ఞం అదృశ్యమవ్యవహార్యం అగ్రాహ్యమలక్షణం అచింత్యం అవ్యపదేశ్యం ఏకాత్మ ప్రత్యయసారం ప్రపంచోపశమం శాంతం శివం అద్వైతం చతుర్థం మన్యంతే స ఆత్మా స విజ్ఞేయః ఓకే మెమరీస్ నెక్స్ట్ వీక్ ఓకే బిఫోర్ కమ్ సో దిస్ సెవెంత్ మంత్ర ఈజ్ అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర వై బికాస్ ది సెవెంత్ మంత్ర రివీల్స్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది తురీయ పాద తురీయ ఆత్మా తురీయం చైతన్యం వాట్ ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ద తురీయ పాద సో ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ as the nature of the nature of brahma as nature of the atma turiya padah of the atma is revealed in this defined in this mantra so the seventh mantra is present reveals the definition of the turiya atma and in this so every word needs to be understood correctly And therefore, what happens, the Gaudapada Acharya takes this one word from here. One of the most striking words defining the nature of the Atma. Defining the nature of the Atma is what now? Prapancha Upashamaha. No, Prapancho Upashamam. ప్రపంచోపశమం హే హౌండ్ ది వర్డ్ ప్రపంచోపశమం దట్ ఈస్ వన్ వర్డ్ ది ప్రపంచోపశమం దిస్ వర్డ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది సెవెంత్ మంత్ర ఫర్ దిస్ ప్రపంచోపశమం డిఫైన్స్ ది తురియ ఆత్మ డిఫైన్స్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది తురియ ఆత్మ And Gaudapada Acharya takes this one word and unfolds the meaning of this one word in 38 verses. What is the teaching, what is the content of the Vaitatya Prakaranam? You can say, Prapancha Upashama Vyakhyanam. Or Prapancha Upashama, Prapanchopashamam Ityasya Padasya Vyakhyanam. We can say, it's an explanation of this one word, Prapancha Upashamaha. Prapanchopashamam. Okay. Now, and the next chapter, the third chapter, Advaita Prakaranam, the very topic tells you what is the subject matter of the Prakaranam. And the same, the next word used in that seventh mantra is Advaitam. Shantam Shivam Advaitam. Did you notice? Shantam Shivam Advaitam. That one word Advaitam is elaborately discussed in 48 karikas in the following chapter. So second chapter and third chapter discuss only these two words. Second chapter discusses Prapanchopashamam. Third chapter discusses the Advaitam, the word Advaitam. Takes the word Advaitam and that alone is discussed in the whole, you know, chapter, whole Prakaranam. Why? Because these two words are complementary to each other. How? We are going to see. Therefore, these two chapters are also what now? Complementary to each other. Understanding of the word Prapancha Upashamam will take you effortlessly, easily to the understanding of the meaning of the word Advaitam. Now we'll take this word proper. It's all, I'm doing introduction, I'm not going to the text, okay? Introduction to the second chapter. Om Namo Bhagavatyai Parashaktyai. So here, the word, take this word Prapancha Upashamaha. No, Prapanchopashamam if you take it. The two words, Prapanchopashamam is one word. If you split the word, Prapancha plus Upashamaha, Prapanchopashamaha. Prapanchaha, you know very well, it means the universe. And the word Upashamaha literally means control, mastery, resolution, etc. Upashamaha means Upashanti. Managing, controlling, you know, neutralizing. Different meanings are there in different contexts. But here, the word Upashamaha means free from, varjitam, rahitam, devoid of, without. So, Prapancha Upashamaha means, it means that which is free from Prapanchaha. That which is free from Prapanchaha is Prapancha Upashamaha. So, Turiya Atma is free from Prapanchaha, free from the universe, free from the Jagat. So, Prapancha Upashamaha is a defining word, defines the Turiya Atma. Now, so here, this Upashamaha, free from, means, therefore what Prapancha Upashamaha means is Turiyatma. So that which is free from the Prapancha is Prapancha Upashamaha, means it negates what? It negates the Prapancha. What does the word Prapancha stands for? No? Pratama Padaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Tritiya Padaha of the Atma. should remember everything, old lessons, okay? Prapanchaha, now you are not understanding simply universe. Prapanchaha is equal to Prathama Padaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Tritiya Padaha of the Atma. Prathama Padaha means what? Sthula Prapanchaha, Vishwa Virat. Dvitiya Padaha means what? Sukshma Prapanchaha, which means Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. Tritiya Padaha means what? Karana Prapanchaha, Pragya Antaryamishwaraha. Now, when you say Sthula Prapanchaha, gross manifestation, the entire gross manifestation, including the individual Sthula Shariram, gross body. Sukshma Prapanchaha means the entire subtle universe, including the individual subtle body. So, Karana Prapanchaha means the entire unmanifest universe in potential condition, including the individual Karana Shariram. Is it clear now? So, Sthula, Sukshma, Karana Prapanchaha or Sthula, Sukshma, Karana, Lokaha, isn't it? Because Prapanchaha, all the three, okay, what now? Prapanchaha is equal to Prapanchatrayam. Prapanchatrayam is equal, including, which includes individual Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharirani. Is it clear? Now, therefore, when you say Prapanchatrayam, so Prapancha Upashamam, Upashamaha is equal to Prapanchatraya Rahitaha. Prapanchatraya Varjitaha Rahitaha. That which is free from the threefold worlds, universes, threefold worlds, subtle, gross and unmanifest universe. But these three words, what do they, now this word prapanch, upashamaha negates, which means that these three are not in the Turiya Atma. Prapancha Upashamaha is equal to Turiya Atma. Isn't it? Prapancha is equal to Prapanchatrayam, including your threefold bodies. But Upashamaha negates. Upashamaha is a word of negation, which negates these three worlds in Atma. You get it? Therefore, it's called Nisheda Prapanchatraya Nisheda Padam Upashamaha. Prapanchatraya Nisheda Padam means what? A word which negates the three worlds on the part of the Turiya Atma. Therefore, we can say word negating expression is what? Prapanchopashamaha is an expression negating the worlds. And here, negation means, you have to understand. Okay, now you understood the word upashamaha negates the worlds on the part of the Atma. The Turiya Atma is free from the three worlds, means entire material manifestation, individual and the total. And here, what is this negation? What is the significance of this negation? What do we negate? The next question should what? When you say Prapancha Upashamaha, you know, Prapanchatraya Nisheda Pratipadakam Vakyam. Sir, Pratipadakaha Shabdaha, the expression which negates the three worlds on the part of the threefold manifestations on the part of the Atma, means பிரபஞ்சத்ரய நிஷேத பிரதிபாதகம் பிரதிபாதக சப்தா விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் த சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நெகேஷன் வாட் டூ வி நெகேட் வாட் டு வி நெகேட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சிக்னிபிகன்ஸ் வாட் டு வி நெகேட் ஹியர் Now we have to ask this question. When we negate something, do we negate something which is existent? Do we negate something which is existent? No. I have to say no. We never negate something which is existent because it is existent. We cannot negate what is existent. Therefore, negation is not of the existent. Now, next question comes. Okay, then do we negate the non-existent? No. Why? We need not negate non-existent. We cannot negate what is existent. We need not negate what is non-existent. Therefore, that existent thing is technically called, what is it called technically? If you have studied Bhagavad Gita's second chapter thoroughly, if you remember 16th verse of Bhagavad Gita, you can use this verse, now, what is existent thing and what is non-existent thing? Existent is Sat, non-existent is Tucham or Asat Tucham. Okay. Now, Sat Asad Bhyam Vilakshanam. What is negated? That which is negated is neither the Sat nor the Asat. Neither Okay, that which is negated is neither the Sat existent nor the Asat, the non-existent. Now, you're all Mandukya class. You can't say, you have to put up with these things, okay? So, here, Sat Asat Bhyam Vilakshana means that which is distinct, that which is neither the Sat nor the Asat is what? Alone is negated, negatable. What do we negate? We can only negate which is neither the Sat nor the Asat. Which is neither existent nor non-existent. Why? Because we cannot negate what is existent. We need not negate what is non-existent. That means, no, negation is what is negated, is it? Here, what do we negate here then? Here, that which is seemingly existent, that which is apparently existent, that which is as though existent alone is negatable, negated here. That which is as though negated or seemingly or apparently negated is technically called mithya. So mithya is that which is neither the sat nor the asat. Tuchyam. Therefore, prapancha upashamaha. Now you have to come here. The prapanchas are negated. Negation of the three worlds. This word what now? Prapanchopashamam. Prapanchopashamaha. It is used as the definition of Atma. But he picks up this word. One word. Prapanchopashamaha. Therefore, the Jagat is all the three. This Jagrat prapanchaha. Sukshma prapanchaha. The Swapna prapanchaha. Karana prapanchaha, the prapanchatrayam is what? Mithya. It's all mithya. Mithya means what? Mithya means it cannot be counted as countable. it is as good as non-existent. See, mithya is not non-existent. Mithya is not existent. Mithya is not real. Mithya is not unreal. But mithya is as though real, empirically real, relatively real, but not absolutely real. Therefore, mithya is, you know, here, as though existent, as we say. And here, this prapancha, all the three worlds are what now? Mithya. So, the jagat does not, jagat is not absolutely real. The jagat, the prapancha is only empirically real, relatively real. Jagat is mithya. It is as good as non-existent. Therefore, this upashama shabdaha hints, actually does not the explicitly reveal the mithyatvam of the jagat. It only says upashamaha, prapancha upashamaha, it defines the atma as that which is free from three worlds. But he takes this word, and upashamaha word implicitly reveals the mithyatvam of the jagat. Mithyatvam means what? Mithyatvam means, you can say, empirical reality of the universe. Universe being relatively real is revealed. Mithya is adjective. Mithyatvam is noun. Mithya status. Mithyatvam of the jagat is implicitly revealed by this word upashamaha. Is it clear now? Which means it's hidden. The jagat being mithya, that is hidden. Mithyatvam of the jagat. Jagat being empirically real, jagat being not absolutely real, thereby jagat being negatable, negatability of the jagat, or jagat being non-countable is hidden in that word upashamaha. Do you get me or not? Therefore, what he does, Gaudapada Acharya, what is implicitly revealed? Jagataha mithyatvam. The mithyatvam, mithya status of the universe, which is implicitly revealed in that word, upashamaha. Now he explicitly discusses in these verses. How many verses? I told you. 38 verses. Is it clear now? Therefore, now, vitatha, I want to understand here. Therefore, vitatha is equal to mithya. In Tamil, we have these words, unmai, illamai, poimai. Sattu, unmai. Illamai, asat. Poimai, as though. Irupadu pol, it's called what now? Mithya. But I don't know what. So, what is the exact translation of the word mithya? No, appropriate. Even though we can roughly translate it as unreal, but still, mithya translation is mithya. Okay? Which means it is not expressive. Therefore, mithya spandhan, mithya, that's all. Anyway, so here, vitatha or vitatam means mithya. Vaitatyam is a noun. Means mithyatvam. Vaitatyam means what now? Mithyatvam. வைதத்யம் மீன்ஸ் மித்யாத்வம். வைதத்யம், வைதத்யம் விததா, லுக் அட் திஸ், விததா ஆர் விததம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு மித்யா. வைதத்யம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு மித்யாத்வம் நவுன். Is it clear? Clear or not?
Yeah.
You have to learn Sanskrit words. Now go. So, Vaitathya Prakaranam means, I'm explaining the meaning of the word. Vaitathya Prakaranam means Mithyatva Prakaranam. Mithyatvam of what? Brahman, Atma or Jagat? Tell me. Abba. At least, forgetfully somebody, Atma, if you say, and then I will go back to Attubodha again. No more class, special class. Mithyatvam or Vaitathyam of the Jagat, which is implicitly revealed in the word Prapanchopashamam, is elaborately explained, explicitly discussed by Gaudapada Acharya in these 38 verses, the whole Prakaranam. Therefore, this Prakaranam is entitled as Vaitathya Prakaranam. Is it clear? Hope you got it. Jagat மித்யாத்வ பிரகரணம், ஜகத் வைதத்ய பிரகரணம். தி செக்ஷன் டிஸ்கஸிங், எக்ஸ்பிளிசிட்லி ரிவீலிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் ஜகத் பீயிங் எம்பிரிக்கலி ரியல், விச் மீன்ஸ் இட் நெகேட்ஸ் தி ஜகத். வேர் இஸ் தி ஜகத்? As a conclusion, what will happen? What will conclude? Jagat is as though, Jagat is not countable. Mithya means non-countable. Is it clear or not? It doesn't have countability. It is non-countable means, what do we have to say now? Whatever is, is only Atma, the Turiyam, Chaitanyam. What is there is only Brahma. When do you arrive at that conclusion? After clearly seeing there is no Jagat. Do you say Jagat is not there at all? No. We are experiencing the Jagat. Therefore, you cannot say Jagat is not there at all. So Jagat is as though. Therefore, Jagat is non-countable. Therefore, Jagat is not there. Therefore, what is the, therefore, okay? Therefore, what is there is only Chaitanyam. Therefore, only means secondless non-dual. Advitiya Advaitam Chaitanyam. Advitiya Advaitam Chaitanyam. Secondless non-dual reality is consciousness. That conclusion you arrive at after you negate the Jagat. Is it clear? Therefore, what is the next word now? That is why Prapancha Upashamaha, this word is what a complementary for the next word, Advaitam. Advaitaha. You understood now? Therefore, it is easy for you, effortlessly, once you finish the second chapter, it will lead you to the understanding of the effortlessly, it will take you to the understanding of the non-secondless, non-dual, non-duality of the truth. Therefore, Advaitam is discussed in the third chapter. You see the beauty of it now? Therefore, now already you know what is the first chapter finished. Second chapter, Prapanchopashamaha. Third is Advaitaha. Okay, now, suppose how does Gaudapada Acharya negate this? How does he, Prapanchopashama, no? How does he explicitly negate in his these verses? He uses, not simply saying, come on, it's not there. So actually, he establishes this conclusion of this non-duality of the reality, or reality being non-dual reality, he establishes through yukti pramanam, logical reasoning. Not simply, he says yuktihi, shrutihi, then anubhavaha. Yukti pramanam means reasoning or logic. Then shruti pramanam, also Veda, he quotes the Veda. Then anubhava pramanam means our own experience. He uses all these pramanams to establish the conclusion of the non-duality of the reality. To establish that, what should he do first? He has to negate the jagat. Negation of the jagat also he does using the logics. Yukti pramanam. Is it clear? Otherwise, we won't accept. That's all. And here the question will come. Okay, if you say, what is the, finally, we analyze, we understand, and we negate, we arrive at the conclusion. See, once you negate the jagat intelligently through clear thinking, like how we saw the day in the class, where is the chain, where is the gold, where is the ring, where is the bangle? Minus gold. It is, there is no padartha only, isn't it? When you logic negate it, you understand gold alone is in all these different forms. Other forms and names are not countable. Similarly, when you negate all the prapanchas, using your reasoning, then you say what now? Okay, what is there is in secondless advitiya advayam advaya chaitanyam. Secondless non-dual reality consciousness, when you say, okay, there is the Atma, then why do we use the word Turiyaha? Next question should come. Do you get the question or not? You wouldn't have had the question. But Shankaran, they will teach us how to ask the question also. Okay, if only, what is there is only secondless reality, then why do we use the word Turiya fourth? Therefore, Upanishad says very careful in Upanishad. See, an important point, listen. Chaturtham manyante. You saw that word, no? Chaturtham manyante. So, Upanishad does not say there's Turiyatma. There are people, ignorant people, think Atma to be the fourth. Chaturtham manyante. Manyante means view, consider, think. Ajnaninaha manyante. Ignorant people alone say, concede is Atma to be the fourth. Na antapragyam, na bahishpragyam, na obhetapragyam, pragyana, na pragyanagaram, na pragyam, apragyam. You know, we say all these things, shantam, shivam, advaitam, chaturtham, Manyante is the verb used by the mantra. Manyante means wise people do not say Atma to be the fourth. First, second, third must be there. Only then you can say the fourth, isn't it? You negated number 1, 2, 3. Where is the fourth? Wise people do not say Atma is the fourth person, the fourth pada. No. Ignorant people alone see Atma to be the fourth. Atma is like the fourth for the ignorant people. That is why they want to wait for the fourth state of experience they want to have, which is not available easily. Naturally, we have what all the three experiences, Jagradavastha, Sopnavastha, Sushuptiavastha. We have three states of experience, but there is no fourth state of experience available easily. So, Bhagavan has not blessed us with that experience naturally. So, we have to work hard for that state of experience. And where we can get this fourth person Atma? You know? Therefore, we have to have the samadhi experience and we have to meditate for that, etc. Only ignorant people think. Upanishad does not say Atma to be the fourth person. Fourth. Okay? Even wise people do not say. Only ignorant people think. Because they do not know Atma, therefore they take Atma to be the Chaturthaha, fourth. Okay, this is an answer for this question. If Atma is Advaitaha, then why do you use the expression Chaturthaha? That if that question comes, Upanishad says what? I do not say, wise people do not say, ignorant people alone say this Atma to be the Chaturthaha. Is it clear? Answer now. Now next question comes. Okay. Now how does Gaudapada Acharya establishes the non-duality of the reality by prapanchatraya nishedha, by negating the universe, by establishing the mithyatvam of the universe, isn't it? You cannot simply say jagat is not there, jagat is mithya. You can't say that. You have to establish, you can negate the universe. No? For what does he do? By using the our dream experience. Swapna prapancha nishedha dvara, by negating, by showing us the our own dream experience, and he negates this jagrat prapancha. Okay? First, he, in order to negate the waking universe, he has to negate first what? Has to show us how the dream universe is negatable. That he uses. And even then, the question will come. What is the question? Okay, if we all accept dream is negatable, if you accept the dream experience as mithya anubhavaha, the dream world is mithya if we accept, then similarly, then later on through this example of, through this negation of the dream universe as mithya, and then using this, and he can negate, later on he can help us negate the jagrat prapancha. If you all accept that this dream is mithya. Suppose we don't accept. There are people who do not accept dream experience, dream universe as mithya. For everything there will be some people, okay, pain. It means not that in a pain, Because the problem, isn't it? Your mind is... They have such mind. Complicated mind, and then think crookedly, and then they come back. It's not that they're not the papam. That's how the mind sees. So they come back. They come and say, why do we accept dream first of all as mithya? For us, dream is real. Okay? First of all, you establish how dream is real. Dream is mithya. For us, dream is real. Prove how dream is mithya. Then you use the dream, mithyatvam of the dream, use it as example, to negate later on this universe, waking universe. Therefore, he first, there are verses, okay, three verses. First three verses, 1, 2, 3, first three verses, he negates, he establishes the mithyatvam of the swapna prapanchaha, swapna anubhavaha. Okay, first 1, 2, 3 verses, he establishes how dream universe, dream experience is mithya, using yukti pramanam, shruti pramanam and anubhava pramanam, using logical reasoning pramanam, then shruti, quoting shruti, then experience. Three verses, 1, 2, 3. Then fourth verse onwards till the 18th verse, he establishes the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapancha. So establishment of the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchaha is done after establishing the mithyatvam of the swapna prapancha. Jagat is mithya. Jagat is neither sat nor asat. It is mithya. Mithya means it is apparently existent. Apparently existent means it has no independent existence. It is non-countable. Therefore it is as good as not there. When you negate it, then you will say what is there is only Chaitanyam. It will effortlessly will take you to what? Advaita drishtihi. Advaita vision. Okay. Now, even to establish this mithyatvam of the jagrat prapancha, before that he has to establish the mithyatvam of the swapna prapancha, for which he uses what? Yukti pramanam first. Yuktihi means logics or reasoning. And it is very important, you know, before using any reasoning, you cannot use your reasoning without having prior adequate general knowledge or perceptual knowledge. You should have some knowledge, isn't it, to use the reasoning. So therefore this reasoning is always based on our knowledge gained through perception. Reasoning is based on the knowledge we have gained through perception. Is it clear? Why? Because now we have to also to understand his teaching. We have to have some understanding of what is logics, what is yukti pramanam. See, the lodge in reasoning, there's a method of reasoning. There's a method of reasoning. And this there is, so we have separate, in Indian logics is separately a big, very independent discipline. Logic is an independent discipline in India. Indian logics, it's called Tarka Shastram or Nyaya Shastram. And we have, I tell you, I seeing the library, one section of Tarka Shastra books one day, I couldn't sleep. I became a Swamini. Because I read a few books for some exam, some papers. So much we have. So much. You know, thousands of books we have. You know, analyzing the method, what is right, you know, what is right method of reasoning, wrong method of reasoning. And here they show the fallacies in logics. I had to show that. Fallacies of logic, and then limitations of reasoning also had to show. How much reasoning can work? How much reasoning is good? But what is the limitation of reasoning also had to show. All that is thoroughly analyzed. But we don't need to study the entire Tarka Shastram. At least we, see, if you study, that is why Vedanta Shastra, if you study, effortlessly you understand everything. Like a physics major person will have some knowledge of chemistry, mathematics. Chemistry major person will study physics and mathematics as ancillaries. When mathematics person would have some knowledge of physics and chemistry. Main is different, isn't it? We have some knowledge, ancillaries. Like that here also, we had a Vedanta Shastram, at least we'll have some understanding of little bit of what Tarka Shastram says. We have to have that. So because we, now before we go there, we have to understand here. Okay? Right method of reasoning, wrong method of reasoning, and so many methods, okay? And here what are all the fallacies in this reasoning, limitations of reasoning, everything is analyzed. Anyway, so what I want to say here, it may be a little dry for you, but still you have to bear with that, no go. Because you have committed yourself to study Mandukya, it'll go above. It's okay. So here there are the I want to understand this one word. Reasoning is based on the knowledge we gain through our perception. And it is called Vyapti Jnanam. Vyaptihi. Better learn these technical terms. Vyaptihi means Vyapti Jnanam or knowledge of the coexistence. I'll give the example, then you can understand. See, you have to arrive at the conclusion, establish the conclusion. What is the conclusion? I tell you. Parvataha is a statement. Okay? Parvataha Agniman. Parvataha Agniman. You see from far off place and there is a mountain. And you have to establish your conclusion. You must establish a conclusion. What is that? Want to arrive at it. The mountain, there is fire on the mountain. There are lots of trees and then you see only the smoke. Parvataha Agniman. There is fire on the forest because it is. But do you see the fire? No. without seeing the fire, you see the mountain, you see the smoke of the smoke there from the trees of the mountain, and you conclude what now? Parvataha Agniman. There is fire worn mountain. How do you establish that? Because you have what now? Inferential knowledge. You infer. You do not see the fire, but you conclude into your inference that there is fire. Without seeing the fire, you say there is fire. What is the Vyapti Jnanam you have? Isn't it? Smoke. Smoke is the coexistence of the fire. Isn't it? Smoke is the coexistence of fire. You see the smoke, and fire is always what now? Smoke is a coexistent of the fire. Without the fire, smoke cannot be. I see the smoke, I do not see the fire, but still I conclude based on there is fire. Okay, how can you do that? How can you infer the existence of the fire there? Just seeing the smoke. That Vyapti Jnanam is based on what now? Your previous perceptual knowledge. Where did you see that? Every day in Mahanasaha kitchen, not nowadays, okay, it's all for ancient Indian examples. In kitchen, we used to have big kitchens and we used to have a fire. Well, we all know that. Nowadays, we have electric fire, we don't see anything there. So, you can't see smoke, like clean kitchens. The kitchen must be... So, here therefore, Mahanasaha means big kitchen. Because we had to always cooking, a lot of people will be coming and then eating, and then it's a big thing, big dining hall, people should be fed all the time. That's something different, okay? So, Mahanasaha kitchen. In the kitchen, Anubhavaha. Now, Yatha Mahanase, mean what now? Just as in the kitchen, we have seen, whenever we have the fire, the smoke was there was fire. Also, next example is what? Yajnashalayam. In India, those days, fire rituals were must. Lots of havans will be performed. People will be doing their Nitya Agnihotra Karma. Every day there will be fire ritual in the house. Or Aupasanam, another ritual, Nitya Karma. Or in a big havans will be performed. Therefore, definitely fire is something which every day they will be seeing. So, fire means there will be smoke also. Now, they have the experience of seeing the smoke along with the fires and fire along with the smoke in the Yajnashala, in the place of the performance of rituals, also in the kitchen. Even in here you would have seen, isn't it? In cooking. Nowadays only it's changed. So, this is the, you already have the Vyapti Jnanam. Nowadays you can't say that. Therefore, yatra yatra vannihi, vanniman parvataha, yatra yatra vannihi, yatra yatra dhumaha, tatra tatra vannihi. Wherever there is smoke, there must be fire. Therefore, parvataha vanniman. Therefore, there is fire in the mountain. Tatra tatra vannihi. Vannihi. Vannihi, another word for agnihi, nirupuka. Now you have to say what now? Yatra yatra dhumaha, tatra tatra cigarette. It is latest example. Olden example, we have, you know. So this is because now people understand, isn't it? This is never because who knows, yajna, yaga, kitchen, nothing. So it is easy example anyway. So, doesn't matter. So, now I tell you. See, okay, now you know what is Vyapti Jnanam. Okay, now, when you say, okay, we say Parvate Dhumaha, there is fire in the forest, sorry, in the mountain. Therefore, what do we understand now? We infer there is fire. There is smoke, therefore there is fire. Now, this reasoning method is called inference. Anumanam or anumitihi. Anumatihi. Me, my, don't change. Okay, reasoning, inference. When I say it, may think it's all, oh, I already we know this. But I want to get the Sanskrit terms. Anumitihi. Anumatihi means permission. Anumitihi means inference. Anumati. Anumati is different from anumiti. Or anumanam. Anumitihi, feminine gender word. Anumanam, neuter gender word. Both means what? Inference. Now, the inferential, the statement of inference, or statement revealing the inferential knowledge is called Anumana Vakyam. Parvataha Vanniman. Mountain, there is fire on the mountain, is what now? Anumana Vakyam. Anumana Vakyam. Or inferential statement. Okay. Now, this to have an inferential statement, there are four factors. Four factors are involved here. What are the four factors? I have to remember. Which constitute this, without which Anumana Vakyam is not possible. Now, what is that which is discussed now? The fire, the mountain, isn't it? You have to conclude, you have to make a statement about the mountain only. As what? Mountain, the Parvataha Vanniman. You have to talk about whom? Mountain. For mountain is called Pakshaha. Pakshaha is a technical term. The locus. Pakshaha means the locus. Locus is an English word for the word Pakshaha. Sanskrit technical term. And what is this here? What is the location of here? The mountain, isn't it? For mountain is called what now? Pakshaha, locus. In the first factor. Then second factor, conclusion. What is the conclusion here? The presence of fire is the conclusion, isn't it? There is fire is the conclusion. And conclusion is called sadhyam. Sadhyam is the sadhyam is the name, isn't it? Conclusion is called sadhyam. There is fire is sadhyam. Conclusion. So, locus is equal to pakshaha, factor number one. Factor number two is what? Conclusion is equal to sadhyam. Then third factor. The reason. What is the reason backing your conclusion? Reason, any reasoning? Reason backing your conclusion is what now? The indicator. What is the indicator of the presence of smoke, which is the indicator of the indicator? No? The indicator of the presence of smoke is the reason backing the conclusion. Clear or not? It's called Hetuhu. So Hetuhu means what? Reason or reasoning. So Pakshaha Sadhyam Hetuhu. Fourth, you know, example. What is the example you give? You have to give the example, no? Drishtantaha. The illustration or example you give is Drishtantaha. Now, what is example? Okay, how do you say that? Example means, how do you say, I see the smoke. Smoke. Smoke is what? Hetu. Therefore, what do you conclude now? There is fire. Where? Where location? Paksha, mountain. What is the example? What is now here? Yagashalavat. Pakashalavat. Dhumapana means cigarette. Okay. Okay, I don't want to use Sanskrit words. It's all newly coined word. We don't want in Sanskrit, don't have such words actually. People are really recently they are preparing all coining new words. To make Sanskrit popular, Sanskrit as a spoken language, they brought in all those things. But there are some scholars against it. No. People who speak Sanskritam, who learn Sanskritam, would not be smokers, so we should not have that. All traditional scholars, and all very traditional scholars are very strict. Anyway. So here what I'm saying, because 30 years ago, 9:30 or 27 years, 25 years ago, 27 years ago maybe, as a college student, I just did this, you know, fashion parade in Sanskritam. Even that came in Times, not papers, next day. I organized, I didn't act there on the stage, but I taught everything I did in Sanskritam. Shobha Yatra Api in Sanskrita Bhashayam. No? Just to make it in a big Bangalore glass house, we had a big program. It came in next day, all the papers and all brought it. And some people objected. How can you do all these things in the Sanskrit? Like you're really belittling all that. My professors all protected me. Okay. She's younger, so they're all they like to do these things, no problem. I live a popular Sanskrit language. Like that. So I don't want Dhumapanam, they meant like that. No? So you have to say what? No, wherever so Pakashala is the Pakashala means kitchen. Yagishala means place of fire ritual. Or Devalaya Yagishalavat, that you can say no. But at least you can understand. Like at home nobody performs anything. So you can say, isn't it? Devalaya Mandire Yagashalavat. Yagashalayam, just as in the Yagishala, the place of worship where rituals are performed, there we have seen smoke coexisting, existing along with the fire. Therefore, wherever smoke is, there must be fire. This is the example, Drishtantaha. Based on this example is what now? This is our knowledge, isn't it? So, based on this example, Drishtanta, we make the conclusion, Parvataha Vanniman. Reasoning is Dhumaha Asti. Kutra Parvate. Parvate Vannihi Asti. Remember this four, okay? This is the Indian method of reasoning involving four factors. Pakshaha Sadhyam Hetuhu Drishtantaha. Locus, conclusion, reason, illustration or example. Okay, therefore, now here we have to see what is here. Now we have to come back to this now. Agni Vanniman Parvataha, that's not interest now. We have to come here what now? Jagat Mithya. Now, Advaitam Satyam is the conclusion. What is our conclusion now? Advaitam Satyam. First, Atma Chaitanyam, Advaitam Chaitanyam, Advaitam is the conclusion. Isn't it? That is later on. Later on conclusion, that is the conclusion. What is the locus here? What is the paksha here for us? Jagrat prapanchaha is the pakshaha. Don't worry, only introduction. We have all whatever doubts you have today become clear in when you complete the section. Gaudapada Acharya uses this method, and then this waking universe, Jagrat Prapanchaha, is the locus pakshaha, about which, because Jagrat Prapancha is something, we have to make the conclusion. What is the conclusion? Mithya. In here, what is the conclusion you have to make? See, for you, the final conclusion is Advaitam. Let us not go to that. To go to the final conclusion, you have to make what now? Negation, isn't it? The Jagrat Prapanchaha Mithya. That is the conclusion you have. See, that is the, you have to make the conclusion. For which, that is the Paksha. Jagrat Prapancha is to say Mithyatvam is the conclusion. Pakshaha is what now? Jagrat Prapanchaha. Okay? Conclusion is Mithyatvam. So, Jagrat Prapanchaha Pakshaha, then Sadhyam is what? Mithyatvam. What is the Hetuhu, reason? Reason we will not see now. Why? Because the reason is given in the 6th verse of the 2nd chapter, which we will see next class. Okay. You know what is the paksha? When Gaudapada Acharya uses this method of reasoning, and what is the pakshaha? Jagrat prapanchaha is the locus pakshaha. Then conclusion is what? Mithyatvam. Mithya jagat is mithya is the conclusion to be made. And what is the reason? This hetuhu is presented in the 6th verse of the 2nd chapter, which we will see next class when you come back. Then, what is the example? Now what drishtanta is swapna prapanchavat. Like yajnashala vat, you say swapna prapanchavat. Vat means like, just as your dream universe is mithya, so also this universe, isn't it? The dream universe, dream experience is the drishtanta. Example. Hetu alone I haven't given. That is in the 6th verse. We'll see when we come back next. Okay. And this is what I said in the first itself. I told you, how can you say, how can you establish the mithyatvam of this jagat using the example, is drishta, using the drishtanta, this swapna experience as the drishtanta. Because which means you should say swapna prapancha is mithya, not satyam. That must be established. Only just because Gaudapada Acharya says, we don't need to trust, believe. We can argue back saying, no, for me it is real. Why? Because there are people who say dream is real. Therefore, for such, he addresses such people first. Why? How dream is not satyam, dream is mithya is established by him. Later on, to use the dream experience as the example to establish Jagrat Prapancha is mithya. So, first three verses, 1, 2, 3, okay, first three verses are taken for swapna prapancha mithya. Khyatva pratipadakaha, pratipadakaha, kari, pratipadikaha, karikaha. The first three karikas establish the mithyatvam of the dream universe. Then fourth onwards till the 18th is go later on he'll establish the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchaha. Say now pakshaha hetuhu pakshaha sadhyam hetuhu drishtantaha. Pakshaha akaranta pullinga shabdaha sadhyam akaranta pusakalinga shabdaha. Then hetuhu ukaranta shabdaha. Then drishtantaha akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Okay, remember that. Locus, conclusion, reason, and example. These four factors are involved in Indian method of reasoning. Because I don't want, I know, I want to introduce you today so that I can come back and start the text. Any doubts? Any questions? 5 minutes.
I do have one question. It's just that you mentioned about why is Chaturtha mentioned?
Pardon?
Why is Chaturtha mentioned, the fourth state? And it's mentioned so many different places in the Upanishad.
Yeah.
And from what I gather from what you've said, that the Upanishads are written for people who's already thinking.
No. See, wherever the word Chaturtha is used to say the Atma is the fourth, Pujya Swamiji made so clear. Even when he was first, when we were before going to Mandukya itself, he taught us this. Because there are many people who want to practice meditation and they say Turiya Nilai, Turiya Avastha, Turiya Avastha, they'll talk about it. Now at the midway you had to some special experience, you had to have it, okay? Or flying or jumping, something you have to have. And then he said, no. Atma is always said to be Turiyaha, the fourth. Atma is not the fourth. Like the fourth. One who is there like the fourth, not as, like the fourth, witnessing all the three states of experience, obtaining in all three states of experience, not being distinct from them, not being distant from them, like the fourth person, one who is there is called Turiyaha, Chaturtaha. But definitely, that is why I am saying, Manyante is the verb. No, Vadanti, they don't say. Manyante means they only think. See, this is the Atma. Na antapragyaha, bahishpragyaha, ubhetapragyaha, na, he says. No? Then Shantaha, Shivaha, Advaitaha, this is the Atma. Unfortunately, because of ignorance, the ignorant people, they see this Atma to be the fourth. Why fourth? Fourth available in fourth set of experience. Not available in three sets of experience. Okay. That is why here, because the question should arise, Shankara tells us, Samchi, you are not doing the Bhashyam, but I am bringing out whatever is in the Bhashyam. The question is raised here. Why then Upanishad uses the Turiya Shabda? The Chaturtham Manyante. If Atma is Advaitaha. When does this question come? Only when it is established as Advaita, non-dual reality. Secondless reality. How do you establish it? By negating the universe. How do you negate it? Using yukti, shruti, anubhava pramanam. You don't simply say, take it. With helping a person see things clearly, then negate it, then you establish, then the question will come. Until then the question will not rise. Then you have to say only manyante. There are people who think, but it is not true. That's what I will say. Doesn't matter whichever Upanishad says. Upanishad is a Pramana Grantha. So Upanishad uses means, when what does it use the word for, it should be very clear. Not about wise people need not study. Only ignorant people study. So ignorant people have to be told, ignorant alone think Atma to be that. But Atma is neither the first, second, third, fourth. There is no question of countability at all. Where countability itself is negated means where is the question of Satakama, second, third and all that. Is it clear? Therefore, well, that is the thing. So unless Mithyatvam is established, Advaitatvam, Advitiyatvam, secondlessness, non-dual nature cannot be established. Only then Advaita Drishti, how are you going to negate the universe? Isn't it? This I told you long ago, the three levels in understanding. First level, you understand I am consciousness. I actually is consciousness, distinct from the body mentions complex, first level. Second level is what? The same consciousness behind all the minds and everything, everywhere. Second thing, all pervasiveness. Third level is what? What about the material objective universe? That is also consciousness. Third level. Only then, you can say what? Advaita vision. Only then it is complete understanding. Until then, we are not allowed to contemplate. Study itself is what? Shravanam, 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 and Shravanam, Mananam, Mananam, sometimes Nidhyasanam, again Shravanam, Shravanam, Shravanam. See, it's all simultaneous. People think separately you have to do compartmentalizing. No, it's all simultaneous. Is it clear? Three levels, you have to understand that. And for which this Papanchopashama, these 38 verses, will really help us. So we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.